Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We're talking horse racing now, and here's where we say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. So it's a hello to you, Martin, and hopefully you're enjoying the great weather we're having at the moment.
Absolutely, Barry. Certainly is beautiful weather. I can't remember it's so warm for so long. It's been really a beautiful week and a half now, at this stage. And of course, with the Big Galway Festival starting on Monday, caused a few problems, I suppose, for trainers and obviously the racecourse management, but they're watering very well. Ground should be good. In recent times, there you've seen, I suppose, smaller fields than normal because the ground has been very fast, but like you can certainly have no complaints. The weather is beautiful, and it's just a pity, I suppose, you can only have 1,000 people a day in Galway, because there's no doubt with that type of weather in the old days you certainly would get thousands of people there. But hopefully it's going to be a good week, and we've got Gordon Park tomorrow, no racing on Sunday, and of course the big King George and Queen Elizabeth Diamond Stakes there in Ascot. Tomorrow's the feature race as well, so let's look forward for the weekend.
There sure is. We'll talk Galway shortly. We're going to start with the sole meeting that's down for decision here on these shores this weekend. It's Goran Park on Saturday, Martin, and talk us through it.
Yeah, a couple of interesting races, all right, Barry. There's eight races, first at 1:40, and the second race, the 2:15, the EBF Finney's Maiden, to the horse there of Sheila Leveridge called Maramis, I think, with a decent chance. She showed decent form as a two-year-old, hasn't quite maybe lived up to that so far this season. I think her trainer certainly has plenty of faith in her still. Now, she's rated 92, which should be good enough to win a maiden like this. I don't think she's quite as good as that, but in saying that, I do think she's a very good chance. She's well drawn in stall 5, and Robbie Colgan on board, I think she's got a winning chance there in that second race, 2:15. The Apprentice Handicap then at 2:50, plenty of interest in horses here. The old stager Fit for Function, he's always one that runs very well around Gordon Park. He likes to go around the bend, and he was just narrowly touched off at Ferry House recently and second again at Leopardstown a couple of days later. So he's very, very consistent, should go well even off 10 stone 2. But maybe a horse called Beleaguerment, trained by John McConnell, I've seen him just get beaten Nace the other day, just got touched off, and it's up £3 for that. He doesn't actually have to carry that £3 extra. So I think under Siobhan Rutledge, who is an apprentice doing quite well this season, she's got a good chance from stall 4 at Beleaguerment there in the 2:50. The Phillies Handicap at 3:25, very interesting race. Certainly, I think one of the favourites would be a horse called Red Heel from Mick Mulvaney, Sam Ewing on board. This one has won its last two races in good style. Won at Bellistown there at the start of July and followed up under a £9 penalty when winning well at Leopardstown last Thursday week. That was good performance. Up another £7 for that. So certainly has things in her favour here. And Sam Ewing is certainly one of our top apprentices. Must go very well. She beat the Dillon on that occasion. The Dillon must have a bit of a chance on £5 better terms for about two lengths. But I think Red Heel is improving so much she'll take all the beating. Just one interesting one there, number one, Music to My Ears. Good winner at the Curragh last season in a very valuable handicap. Hasn't been at her best this season, but she has dropped £7 in the weight. I just wonder if there's any money for her in the betting room before the race. I think Music to My Ears could go well, but I think Red Heel, you'd have to stick with that on form. The 4 o'clock race, the Phillies race, only 5 runners here. I do like the chances of the Dermot well-trained Alenza. She was disappointed last time in an Oaks trial, but before that had won very well at Leopardstown only start. Her last run, I think, was too bad to be true, when it just give her another chance to get back to winning ways, although it probably will be a sharp price. Other races then, the 4:35, Gatsby Cap was a good winner over this course a couple of weeks ago, and I think even under a £9 penalty, I think this one has a bit of a chance here for Chris Hayes and his brother Patrick. Liquid Luck, I think, would be the danger for the John Murphy stable, 7th at the Curragh last time in a big field, but I think Gatsby Cap has a very good chance. And in the last race, maybe a couple of interesting horses here. Dance Emperor ended a long losing sequence when winning well at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago, up £9 for that, but should go well off 10-2. But do like the chance of a horse called Gregory's Gift for Seamus Fahey. Got knocked down last time at Leopardstown, only finished 9th, but only beaten 2 or 3 lengths. But I would disregard that one. She really didn't get a clear run on that occasion. Her area form gives her a good chance here, and I think maybe Gregory's Gift could reward each way support in that final race to 5:45.
Yeah, so that's Goran's action on Saturday, and a big race to look forward to across the pond in the UK, where the Aidan O'Brien trained Love looks certain to start as leading fancy.
Yes, indeed, Barry. I think they know the King George and Queen Elizabeth Quipco Stakes has always been a summer feature highlight, and great to see that Charlie Appy is letting the Derby winner run here at AR. He's a very good winner at that occasion at Epsom, and the form worked out fairly well. Hurricane Lane finished third on that occasion, of course, came over and won the Irish Derby in very good form, and then followed up in another group won in France there a couple of weeks ago in the Grand Prix de Paris. So I think that form has worked out well, and at AR certainly going to put up to Love. At AR is around 2-1. Love Hope is around 11 to 8 at the moment. She has been a wonderful filly, all right, for Aidan O'Brien, winner of 3 Group 1s last year, and came back to winning ways when winning the Prince of Wales Stakes at Royal Ascot last time. I think the step up to 9.5 of suit. The good ground is certain to suit as well. She really is very, very effective and good to firm ground, and she's a worthy favourite. Lone Eagle there for Martin Mead and Frankie Dettori. That one was just touched off in the Irish Derby to occur, as I say, by Hurricane Lane. So that puts him in with a good chance against Adair. Well, Mishri, of course, was the French Derby winner of last season. John Gosling's horse. It was a good third last time to St. Mark's Basilica in the Eclipse Stakes. He just raced that day at Hawk very freely, and I just think himself he will improve an awful lot for the run. That was his first run since winning at Dubai in February. So very, very good race and prospects. I'd love to see Love winning, of course. I think she's a top class mare. Adair certainly was put up to her for the 3-year-olds, but I do think Love might just have enough in her locker to beat the 3-year-olds tomorrow and cement her place as one of the greats in the Aidan O'Brien stable.
Very good. We'll be watching that with keen interest. Always one of the highlights of the summer racing. In terms of the Galway Festival, all eyes will be on Ballybrit from Monday onwards. It's always a stunning week of racing. Martin will be all tuning on the various television channels this year, and so much to look forward to over the course of the week. And no doubt you'll be keeping a close eye on a couple of horses maybe that have caught your eye in recent weeks.
Yes, no doubt about it. Barry, always a fiercely competitive race meet in Galway. There's no doubt about it. Everybody loves to have a winner there. Everybody loves to have runners there. And it's very, very tightly knit affair. A lot of the handicaps are very tightly knit. Only maybe £10 being top and bottom weight. But really, you need so much luck in running and the flat. An inside draw can be, you know, a big help. Also, you need a lot of luck in running. There's no doubt it's a unique track. And horses that run there very well from year to year, I think, you know, always come back and run well again. It's just one of those unique occasions. There's no doubt Galway. And I just had a look at a couple of the bigger races. Of course, there's reams and reams of entries, as you would expect at this stage. And fairness to the racecourse management, they're doing a good job with the watering. They really are piling on the water with the weather going up to 30 degrees there during the week. They are certainly back to the wall with the ground. But it will be safe, and hopefully some very good racing. The feature event in the Monday night, the Connacht Hotel QR Handicap. It's funny, Patrick Mullins is a champion jockey for the last, I think, 12 times. He's been champion jockey in his career. He's ridden in this race 14 times, very unfortunately. He's never won it, so he's obviously dying to win this race. It's kind of the amateur derby for a lot of the amateur good amateurs in the country, and some top names have won it over the years, but Patrick's name is not on it. Now, whoever won Willie Mullins runs for him with Patrick on it, I suppose, will have to start favourite, but there could be any amount of them. He's got 5 or 6 entries at this stage, as I speak. MC Muldoon carries top weight of 12 stone 2. This one was just touched off in the Ascot Stakes under Ryan Moore last time. That was a good performance. The handicapper raised him £4 for that, but it would be hard to defy top weight in this, because it is a fair input there, 12-2 around 2 miles of Galway. I saw a couple of interesting ones. First called The Name's Jock, I think, for John Kiley. Won very ran very well at Leperstown last time, finishing second in a decent race, but the handicapper raised him £8 for that. But I think John Kiley has this race lined out for him. He's around 11 stone 8 in the weights, and I think he must have a good chance. To call Burns Trained Run for Mary is one, but a good chance as well. Narrow winner at Limerick last time, only went up £3 for that, but should go fairly well. Well, Dermot Well always does well at Galway, of course, over the years. Coulter would be his choice in this one. Did well over hurdles last season, but on the flat hasn't shown a huge amount, but I would expect him to go fairly well. The Willie Mullins Trained Favoras was a big margin winner at Curragh on Derby weekend. He really relished the soft ground on that occasion, and we went up £18 for that, so he sits here off 10-13. So imagine if that's the one that Patrick rides, he must have a really big chance. The one I was just going to go for maybe for you, a few euro each way, a small stable here, Miss Amanda Mooney, horse called No Say Ever. I've seen her run very well at Leperstown a couple of weeks ago, finished second, and a horse to beat it there, that the Morph Speed went on and won the Cork Derby, so that was good form. I think at 10 or 12 to 1 No Say Ever could be an each way bet on that Monday night feature. Looking at Tuesday night then, of course, the Colin Quinn Galway Mile is the feature race. Always fiercely competitive, this one. And last year's runner-up, Nord, is likely probably take his chance again. He was just touched off on that occasion, then came out a few days later, and again just got touched off in the 7-4 handicap on the Sunday. So he's a very good horse, at Nord. Now, he's running off a £12 higher mark here. His weight is 10.5, so it'll take a huge effort for him to win. So I'm not quite sure if he's going to be asked to take that chance. Saltonstall won the race last year for Aidan McGuinness, and he's up £9 for that. He just hasn't been in the same form this season, and it's probably unlikely that he will stage a repeat performance. One or two of the fancy ones here actually have to get into the ballot at this stage, because number 3 Emphatic Answer is the early favourite around 6-7-1, but he's number 3 in the ballot, so I'm not quite sure if he'll get in. I'm sure he probably will, but just at the time of speaking at the moment, he's not a certain runner, so you wouldn't know. Masala for Henry Devon, I thought was a good win. winner last time at Leopardstown, up £7 for that, and he's number two in the ballot. If he gets in, I think he will, he's got a very good chance. The other one is Joseph Ryan, Sir Hurstcombe Massagran, that must have a decent chance on form. Very good winner at Fairy House last time. At Limerick last time. That was a good performance. First one for Joseph. Handicapper took a dim view though, put him up £12, which will make life more difficult. But I think Massagran won with plenty in hand and would be one of the main fancies. So that's the first 2 days anyway, Barry. Just going on to the Galway Plate, of course, and the Galway Hurdle Den on Wednesday and Thursday. As you'd imagine, usually competitive for a great prize money, 147,000 to the winner of both races. And the Galway Plate is always, you know, traditionally a tremendously tough race. And Joseph Ryan has done well. He won the race, of course, last year, and he's got a few good chances here. But the likely favourite is the Emma Mullins trained, the Shunter. Now, he was one of the most improved horses last season I've seen for a long time. He won a couple of races over hurdles, won a couple of races over fences. You know, he's just been really well placed by Emmett Mullins, and he's around 7-1 favourite at the moment, and I can see why. He was a good winner at the Cheltenham Festival under Jordan Gainford. I thought that was a very good performance. Now, between winning that race and finishing third in the Grade 1 then at Aintree, the handicapper has put him up £19. So he runs off a very high mark here now of 152. But with Sampco in the race, he is only carrying 11-4, and you can see why he would be favoured. He must have a big chance again if there's further improvement involved. But obviously, lots of horses with chances. William Mullins has a few. A horse there called Kashari will be interesting down towards the bottom. He looks like he's getting off 10 stone 6. He was 3 years off the track, Barry, but came back to win a couple of hurdle races earlier on this year, Fairy House and Punchdown in particular. Looks nicely treated off a mark 140 with 10 stone 6 in his back. He definitely, I think if he does run, he must have a big chance. Another one with chance, definitely a horse called Top Moon for Joseph O'Brien. He won well at Wexford last time out. JP McManus owns this one. He's up £8 for that and will be a leading fancy. Well, the one I was going to tip up though is a horse called Off You Go for Kyle Burns. He's just one of these type of horses that pops up every now and then in these big races, and he always runs very well. He won the Leopardstown Chase earlier on the season at the Dublin Race Festival in February. He's £8 higher for that, but I think he's just a very decent horse. He won twice at Leopardstown over hurdles there earlier in his career as well. I just think Off You Go would be my selection there, around 8 or 9 to 1. And then just finally, the Galway Hurdle then on the Thursday. As you would imagine, plenty of interest in this one. Good to see one English rider, and it's a horse called Milkwood. Now, I think this one is a really good chance for Neil Mulholland. Third in the county hurdle behind Belfast Banter in March. That was a very good run. And then winner afterwards. He won last time out as well. Just one worry about him, I just think, would he get up the hill? He's a strong travelling type. He has to be kind of ridden from behind, which doesn't always suit in the Galway hurdle, but he must have decent prospects here, and Neil Mulholland certainly not send him over for nothing. Belfast Banter, of course, much improved performer. He's won the joint favourites at the moment, around 8 to 1. Well, Jesse Evans for No Mead was a good winner last time at Killarney, and he has, you know, a good prospect as well. He likes good ground, so he certainly won't want too much rain between now and then. One down towards the bottom, Magic Tricks for Denise Foster. That would be well fancied as 10 to 1. Warmed up on the flat there at Killarney with a good run last time, the second of the flat. I thought that one ran very well on that occasion and should go pretty close in the JP McManus colours. The other one though I was going to maybe put forward for this though is again trained by Denise Foster, Conby Lyrene. I thought ran a very good race at Punchdown at the festival. Just got touched off by Jazz Away. Both of them are in the race. Again on Thursday, but Colmy Rileen is certain to run well. Jazzaway is number 9 in the ballot, so need a bit of luck here to get into the race. Currently priced around 8 to 1, I think Colmy Rileen must have a good chance, improving 5-year-old, and he'd be the one for me in a very, very difficult Galway hurdle.
Brilliant stuff. So much to look forward to over the course of the week. Of course, you touched on a horse there to watch out for John Kiley's, the name's Jock, and there was great success last night for Team John Kiley and the Gleeson family just over the road here from us in Yall in Ardmore, because High Stranger ran out an impressive winner of the Phillies Bumper there last night in Limerick, and ridden by a young jock, he was starting to make a name for himself. Yeah. Son of the TV pundit Brian Gleeson, John Gleeson. He looks a jockey going places, Martin.
I think he is. I'm sure he's going to ride this horse as well, Barry. That's very interesting. He is a very good little rider for a lad that hadn't got too many rides so far. He certainly would be very promising. He can claim 7, which is very important, because that'll only put his weight around, you know, 11 stone, which would be just nice for the Galway Festival. I think the horse is a very decent horse, and I think he's the type of race that he's been laid out for, and it definitely would have strong fancy for that name shot. But you're right about the rider. He's certainly one that's going places and well worth following in the months and years ahead.
That's for sure. We'll be following his progress closely going forward. And just in terms of the weekend's action, Martin, you might just put one or two forward that you're really looking forward to.
Yeah, I think Gatsby Cap is a really good chance in the 4:35 at Gordon Park. We really think that has a very decent chance. Well, I fancy Gregory's Gift in the last of 5:45, and maybe Beleaguerment in the 2:50, all good handicap horses. And then for Galway next week, as I say, I do like that No Saver. I'm going to back him each way in the big race on Monday, the amateur handicap. I think it'll be a decent price coming from a small stable.
Brilliant as always, Martin. Look, as I said, we appreciate you taking time out to join us in Drive Time Sport, and please God, we'll talk to you 2 weeks again today. I know you'll be enjoying Galway next week, so make the most of it.
Thanks very much indeed, Barry. Take care of yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.